It's our continuing coverage of Pella High girls basketball as we're visiting with Dutch head coach Blaine Forsythe following a 43-35 victory over Carlisle on Thursday night. Coach, congratulations on a well-fought victory, a big comeback victory. What'd you think about this one?
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, super proud of our girls. You know, we've had a tough week, or really the last 2 weeks have been super tough. A lot of ranked opponents. So just to have the ability to you know, play with toughness, play with grit, and come out with a win was huge for our girls. You know, Carlisle's got a great team, and when you have a D1 player leading the charge, that makes it tough. And our girls came in with a lot of confidence and played extremely hard on the defensive end. Obviously, shots weren't falling, but we took care of business on the defensive end, and that led to some shots for us. So couldn't be more proud of our girls, just the way that they've responded from last week and come up with two big wins so far this week.
Well, the first half was really discombobulated by both teams. You went through a six-ish minute stretch of the last like 5.5 minutes of the first quarter and the first minute or so of the second quarter without scoring, yet kept it close because of your defense. What were you trying to tell the girls, just try to keep them in the game when shots weren't falling?
Yeah, you know, we preach the defensive end, and so being able to get stops was huge for us. Taking care of the basketball was another big thing for us. And we had open looks, and we just kept telling the girls, you know, be confident in your shot. If you have it, make sure your feet are set. Find an open teammate and trust that they're going to knock it down. So I was really happy with the shots that we were taking. You know, you want to make every single one. And so we just kept playing our game, and we kept finding open players. And, you know, there late in the third quarter, we were able to get some to fall, and ultimately that was the difference.
Well, and at that point, and we'll get to Jenna Oldman here in a moment, you're down 30-20 and like nothing is falling. I think, I'm not keeping a shot chart, but I would guess you're like 1 of 15 or something like that at the time from the three-point line. Am I close?
1 for 18. I think it was 1 for 18 at half, so.
Oh, boy. Okay, so even worse at that point in time. Guess I'm trying to give you a little credit here, Coach.
We appreciate that.
But you're down 10 in a very low-scoring game, and there, you know, it could be easy to think, like, how are we going to come back in this thing? And then Jenna gives you a huge spark. She hits a three to finally take the lid off, and then a three-point play seconds later. Felt like that just put you right back in the game.
You know, that's a senior making a play, and Jenna's a player that is a high IQ basketball player, and we trust her to take those shots, and she finishes well around the rim. She uses her body well and shields off defenders, and that six-point run in a low-scoring game was huge. So super proud of Jenna for those two plays and in the entire game. But just really provided that spark for us, and I don't know what the run ended up being, but it had 19-0 run. You know, you barely score 19 in the first half, and then you score 19 in probably 8 to 10 minutes. So says a lot about our players, and we just kept preaching, you know, your shots are going to fall. They ultimately fell, and that's what allowed us to kind of extend that lead.
We're visiting with Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team. 43-35 win over Carlisle. Cameron Long's three finally gave you the lead in the fourth quarter, and then Katie Sheckel, who hadn't scored in the game, she hits a three, and she actually finished the game with 7 points. And to me, this was, you mentioned the D1 player in Comito that Carlisle has. This was a team. I don't want to say that Carlisle's an individual. That's a big discredit to them. But, you know, just kind of at a 10,000-foot level, team versus best player on the floor, and tonight the team won.
Yeah, you know, and they do. They have a great team, and they have some girls that can hit some shots. And I felt like defensively we did a good job of fanning out to them and limiting the number of open three-point shots. You know, there's a couple that we'd like to have, a couple possessions we'd like to have back. That number 23 got a couple shots off, and you know, good players are going to make shots. So, you know, when you're playing 11 players and, you know, 13 players on our team, and all of them play an extremely important role for us in the things that we want to try to do, you know, just it says a lot about the group and how we're coming together and continuing to get better and play our best basketball.
The other stat that I thought was important, you're undersized, and in the rebounds, I had them plus 10 in the first quarter. And then for the game, plus 8. So that means you out-rebounded him by 2, you know, probably off 1 or 2. But basically played them even on the glass in the last 3 quarters, and I thought that was huge.
Yeah, you know, I was a little bit concerned after that first possession. I think they had 3 offensive boards. And we don't play a lot of zone, to be honest with you, and we haven't practiced our 2-3 all that much. So for our girls to just find that rhythm, and I thought we really attacked the ball in the air just as we kind of, as the game wore on, and that was huge for us. And whenever you can rebound the ball, that's where our break starts, that's where our offense starts, and we're going to continue to get better at that and hopefully clean up some of the rebounding so we don't get into that deficit right away.
And 2 top 15 wins in games that you didn't play your best. How much confidence does that give your team moving forward?
A ton of confidence. You know, you come off of playing 2 of the top 4 teams, and you know, we felt really good about our North Polk game. We competed in stretches and then disappointed with how the Norwalk game went. But for our girls to battle back, a 2.5-hour bus trip, beat number 13, 1 day of practice, play number, I think, 10 in today's rankings, it says a lot about them, and we continue to get a lot better. There's a lot of growth to still be made, and we're going to continue to make that, and it's a lot of players in new roles. And fortunately, this was game number 6 for us and number 3 for Carlisle. So I think that could be a difference in the game as well, just with some of the experience and able to make some of those adjustments.
What's coming up for the Dutch?
So Saturday, another game. You know, get one quick practice, and then Saturday, and then another tough one on Tuesday against Gilbert. I think they're ranked number 6 now in the new ranking. So great opportunity, great measuring stick. That's why we schedule those types of games. And then, you know, finish out with a much better Newton team to end break, and then, you know, clean some things up and get ready for the new year.
All right, keep it rolling. Good to catch up with you, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Trevor.
That's Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella High girls basketball team. Final score on Thursday night, Pella 43, Carlisle 35.